So, which candidate has the temperament to get results for voters in Tarrant and Dallas counties? That was the question that launched a volley of accusations.
I'm a fighter. I've always been a fighter. I always take on this.
Garcia, an attorney who served on the Dallas City Council and in the state legislature, proudly stood by his reputation for inviting confrontation.
You always take on the status quo, whether it was fighting for inclusion of minorities in 14-1 in Dallas County, whether it was taking on the Republicans on the Texas Dream Act and immigration.
VC, a Fort Worth real estate agent and state representative, says he's the candidate who can get things done because he's a team builder, trusted by legislative colleagues to lead Democratic efforts.
They elected me to be the whip my freshman year because they felt that I have the temperament and the skills and the courage needed in order to help fight the Republicans like we fought Tom Craddock.
But with that mention of former Republican House Speaker Tom Craddock, Garcia launched into an attack on Vesey's Democratic credentials.
Mr. Vesey's first vote as a state representative was to vote and elect Tom Craddock as a Republican speaker. I'm kind of shocked that you voted in the Republican primary in 1996, you know, and voted for Bob Dole or Bill Clinton.
Mr. Garcia is being dishonest, like he has on many of his statements. And he knows this because he was in the legislature. The vote for speaker is one that's just parliamentary. We did not have a Democrat that was running for speaker.
VC explained voting in the 1996 Republican primary by saying he was just 24 years old, and it was a protest vote against Republican Phil Gramm.
Hillary Clinton also cast a protest vote when she voted against Goldwater.
Well, to paraphrase another Democrat, Lloyd Benson, I know Hillary Clinton. You're no Hillary Clinton.
Well, in order to paraphrase Lloyd Benson, I would say that Mr. Garcia is probably one of the most distrusted Democrats in the entire state.
While the two do agree on many policy issues, they disagree on Lockheed Martin's building of the F-35 fighter plane in Fort Worth. VC applauds the hundreds of North Texas jobs created by the program. Garcia says Lockheed would be better off focusing on the older F-16 fighter jet because the F-35 is a budget buster.
I think we need to be smart about how we use our tax dollars because these are tax contracts.
Mr. Garcia needs to get caught up on his aviation defense knowledge, because the F-16 is a plane that is currently on its way out.
Garcia said he also strongly supports lowering the penalties for being caught with marijuana. During the debate, VC said he's concerned about the stiff jail sentences, but he did not take a position. VC's campaign later said VC does not support decriminalizing marijuana. In summing it up, the candidates return to that question of temperament and who can get results for voters. Is it Garcia the fighter?
We need to make sure you have somebody who will fight for you, who's not going to be saying, you know what, I got a $1,000 contribution from this specific interest group, and therefore I'm going to vote with that group.
Or is it VC, the trusted Democrat?
I am going to be the congressman that fights for our local jobs. I'm the Democrat that you can trust on all the issues that are important to voters in District 33.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.